WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Texas House will try to convene again for its special session today. It comes after state Democrats broke quorum, with some leaving the state in protest over Republican plans to redraw congressional maps to secure five new GOP seats. Democrats call it gerrymandering. Texas Democrats joined in Illinois state by Democratic leaders at a briefing in Aurora, Illinois, just outside Chicago. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton blasted Texas Republicans and the governor for ordering Texas Democrats to be arrested.
Governor Abbott has even called for duly elected representatives to be hunted down and arrested. That is authoritarianism, and all of us should be outraged.
In Tennessee, authorities say they've taken accused quadruple killer Austin Drummond into custody. It comes a week after Drummond allegedly killed three adults and a teen. Stocks on Wall Street tumbled over concerns of more tariffs and weaker than expected economic data. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. The federal government has pulled funding for a Wisconsin STEM camp, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer where we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says, thank goodness, because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going seven innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
its
littered.
Head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. Some tourists are facing a $15,000 bond requirement. You know, a bond is you put up the money, the government holds the money, and you come to the United States, and if you behave well and leave before your visa is expired, you get your money back. Or if you apply for citizenship and you're accepted, you get your money back. Or if you die, your family gets your money back. And that's it, right? Those are the three ways that you can recover your 15 grand. Obviously, a $15,000 bond is going to discourage a lot of people from visiting the United States. So who is it that Donald Trump does not want visiting the U.S.? Well, turns out it's probably, we don't have a list yet, but we have, you know, early indicators that it's probably his crap hole countries, his S-hole countries that he defined prior to his, you know, during his last presidency, which is, you know, just Trump speak for countries with lots and lots of black people. So far, I mean, he's already done this, right? He revoked the Haitians who were here, he revoked their temporary protected status. So far, his travel ban, which went into effect in June, hits a couple of countries in the Middle East, but mostly in Africa, Chad and Eritrea, Haiti, Myanmar. Haiti is, you know, here in the Northern Hemisphere, Myanmar and Yemen, Burundi, Djibouti, Togo, and so. You know, we'll see. But once again, the principal animating force behind this administration, which is rarely mentioned in the press, is to make America white again, and not just white again, but a country that is run by white male Christians explicitly. That men are in charge, that Christianity is the official religion of the country, the women, you know, look at this voting act, the so-called SAVE Act, I believe it is, that says that women can't vote if their driver's license doesn't match their birth certificate, which is more than 90% of married women adopt their husband's name at marriage. And a very small percentage of them ever go to a court and legally change their names. Now, this bill has passed the House. It has not been passed by the Senate yet, but I expect it'll be coming any day now. So, you know, this is what they're up to. Meanwhile, U.S. citizens in Los Angeles are speaking out now that the Marines have left. It's just a remarkable story Sam Levin wrote for The Guardian. I just have to share with you verbatim a couple of paragraphs because it's just so vivid. He writes, As two masked men dragged her into an unmarked SUV, Andrea Valles tried to focus on details she might later remember. One man's red shirt, the car's leather seats, a black backpack inside. At 9:20 a.m. on 24 June in downtown Los Angeles, the 32-year-old U.S. citizen was heading into work at a footwear company when men in gator masks jumped out of their car and started chasing vendors and other people on the street, she recalled. As people fled, Velez froze and held on to her bag. Suddenly, she recalled, one of the men slammed her to the ground and then placed her into his car. The men had police vests, but otherwise were in plain clothes and didn't identify themselves. She didn't know why they had taken her. Well, it turned out these were ICE officers. Velez is a U.S. citizen who was born and grew up in Los Angeles, in downtown Los Angeles, not far, actually, from where the incident happened. And she said in her first interview since the arrest, she told The Guardian, quote, "They just came out ready to attack anyone. I thought they were kidnapping me." A day after her arrest, she was charged with assaulting an officer. This is a 20-year felony, and which is a pretty shocking claim to her. She's only 4'11", and she doesn't recall putting a hand on anyone. But these guys are aggressively jailing people. They're prosecuting protesters. They're going after civilians who film or even just object to ICE arrests. They're trying to nail bystanders. I mean, this is a full-on intimidation effort. Before her arrest, Valles was not protesting against ICE. She was simply walking to work. She was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's a university graduate, longtime L.A. resident. She said her mother and her sister had dropped her off by the office just as the ICE officers were arriving. This is just wild stuff. She says Valles and Luis Hipolito, a 23-year-old man later charged as her co-defendant, were taken to a parking structure. A video of his arrest was later published by the LA Times showing four agents had aggressively detained him by piling on top of him and spraying his face with pepper spray. As the two waited to be processed, Valles said his face was swollen, he was having trouble seeing, his shirt was bloody, and he appeared to be convulsing and hyperventilating. His requests for medical attention were initially denied, she said. He was in pain, but they said, "It's no big deal, you'll get over it," is what she told the reporter. He tried to comfort her. "He was trying to make me feel safe," she said. Eventually, he was taken away in an ambulance. Later, she said officers forced her to pose for a photo where several of them stood in a line holding her with their backs to the camera, an unusual mugshot setup that has since become commonplace for DHS press releases and X.com posts. "They make it seem like we're really the criminals, the worst of the worst, when we're just regular people," she said. She was put in the Metropolitan Detention Center. Again, this is a U.S. citizen just walking to work. The downtown federal jail that has become the site of the protests. And she says there are other incarcerated women took care of her. Staff did not give her water, and she learned from other residents that she had to buy a cup. But having been detained just hours before, she had no money on her account, so she couldn't buy utensils to eat. One woman on her way out donated her cup and spork to Valles. After two nights in jail, she was brought to court on the assault charges. And this is just crazy. What is going on here? She says she was stunned by the allegations. One of the officers alleged that she, quote, "stepped into his path and extended one of her arms in apparent effort to prevent him from apprehending the male," and that it was so abrupt he could not stop his momentum, and her arm struck him in the face. She says, "I never hit anyone. I never hurt anyone ever. Everybody who knows me knows I'm the kind of person I am. I'm quiet, reserved, always doing the right thing, always following rules." 16 days after her arrest, the Justice Department dismissed the charges against her. Because she had requested body-worn footage, body camera footage, and witness statements. She says, "I never got them. They told me they didn't have the evidence they needed, and this was a false and unlawful arrest. It was shocking and disgusting." I mean, it just goes on. We have now secret police in the United States who are answerable only to the president and who are ignoring the laws and the Constitution And the basic rules of civilized society. Why are they hiding their faces? Because they know what they're doing is wrong. This is not how you conduct a democracy. This is not how you run a country that is supposed to be a democratic republic. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about demystifying schools. How do I prepare for an IEP meeting or a caseworker meeting?
Have you ever walked into one of those meetings feeling overwhelmed or unheard? You are not alone. Demystifying Schools and Services is our in-person workshop that helps caregivers, educators, and providers understand special education systems in clear language, how to prepare, what to ask, and how to feel confident as a participating member in the conversation rather than a recipient of the information. When everyone has a seat at the table, the person with diverse abilities is the one who truly benefits.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may think racial gerrymandering happened long ago and just in southern states with legacies of suppressing African Americans. Think again. Anti-voter legislatures around the country still employ racial gerrymandering to retain political power. In addition to recent racial gerrymandering cases involving African Americans in Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas, there have been multiple racial gerrymandering complaints from Native Americans in North Dakota and Hispanic Americans in Washington State and Texas. To provide equity and representation, the Voting Rights Act Section 2 allows districts of dense populations of minority voters to choose the candidate of their choice, but elected officials continue to evade those rules. South Carolina's legislature split Charleston by moving 30,000 residents from 11 of 12 of the highest concentrations of black voters into another district. In the words of the lower court, bleaching Congressional District 1. Louisiana's population is almost 33% black, but Louisiana's legislature defiantly drew only one of its six congressional districts as a majority-minority black district, diluting the rest of their vote. A county in North Dakota elected its commissioners at large to reduce the chance of a Native American candidate being elected. Tomorrow, we'll tell you how some states prohibit gerrymandering and create fair maps. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize winner, former president of Poland and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now, the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer, E-X-P-L-O-R-E-R, historyexplorer, to reserve your seats now to see Lech Walesa.
We said, never again, but look what's in store. The rich got their cuts, the poor got ignored. Now the wolves are back and they're scratching the door. Is the Second Republican Great Depression knocking at America's door? Tariffs and lies with the truth in recession. And greed like we've never seen before. Is this the crash they've been waiting for? Is the Second Great Depression at our door? Debt piled high like a house.
It's past the hour, so political hijinks, yes, right. On Monday night, Bloomberg reported that Missouri Republicans are thinking of gerrymandering their state further to get rid of, basically Emanuel Cleaver. Missouri has a black representative in Congress, Congressman Cleaver, and they've got some fairly big cities in Missouri, a couple of them, and they just want to get rid of these guys. And just have nothing but Republicans. So on Monday night, Bloomberg reported that Missouri Republicans are plotting a move similar to what Texas is doing. State Senator Cindy O'Loughlin, the Republican president pro tem, said that Governor Mike Kehoe is mulling over a similar redistricting plan. O'Loughlin told the local newspaper, quote, he wants to be sure Missouri's representation matches Missouri's Christian conservative majority. If he calls a special session to address this, we will, of course, take it up. So, in other words, it's basically, we only want white people, white men representing us. Congressman Cleaver says this is highly divisive. Yeah, you think? Holy cow. All right, what's on your mind today, Mike, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland? Hey, Mike, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind
today? Hey, Tom, how you doing? It's an honor to talk with you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, with all this talk of Maxwell and these federal charges, I have not heard anyone mention the fact that let's go after her with state charges.
You know, somebody called into the program with that suggestion last week. And I think it's a solid suggestion. I mean, it's obviously it's not going to happen in Florida. Pam Bondi was the Florida Attorney General for years while Jeffrey Epstein was victimizing little girls and didn't do a thing, about him. She did have a campaign where she said she was going after pedophiles, but she completely ignored Jeffrey Epstein. And she came into office with Trump's, $25,000 donation, illegal donation at that. So that ain't going to happen in Florida, but in New York, he was committing crimes. And I'm frankly surprised that Letitia James has not been all over this.
That's what I was wondering also. And I was thinking of the state of New York. You're correct.
I mean, she may have a task force that is gathering data and gathering information. If so, they're doing it extremely quietly. But, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I think that that would be, you know, again, if the shoe was on the other foot, you know, if we were talking about Bill Clinton here as president and there was an opportunity to go for state charges and you had a state, you know, and Arkansas's governor at the time was a Republican. Well, Arkansas's governor was cooperating with Ken Starr at the time. So, yeah, I'm just surprised. We'll see. But, you know, if you live in Maryland, but if anybody listening to us lives in New York, you might want to reach out to your state elected representatives and ask them to ask Letitia James, the state attorney general, to look into Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump's activity in New York City back in the day. Mike, thank you. Vince in Beloit, Wisconsin. Hey, Vince, what's on your mind today?
Of course, thank you for all you do. The topic is alligator Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
And after we defeat this fascist takeover of our country, we make that into the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library and Detention Center.
Yeah.
With filled him. With a courthouse that will serve as the proceeding place for everybody that's implicated with not doing their duty or doing the parts of their takeover, and then there's enough room there to house them as they're serve out their penalties or their sentences as they become, you know, convicted of treason or insurrection.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could park that $400 million airplane there and also make it a memorial to, you know, do a research into everybody that died there, maybe with a theater to...
there have already been, I think, three deaths there. Am I remembering correctly?
Right, but, you know, everybody else, like, you know, the U.S. aid.
Yeah.
Aid.
Oh, the millions of people who are dying because of Elon Musk and Donald Trump's cuts, you know, gutting USAID. Yeah, I totally get it. And, go ahead.
You could take that airplane, that jet, and...
Well, they've got a 13,000-foot runway there. You know, it's big enough for a 747, yeah. So why not? Vince, I like
Fly disabled veterans in for their tour.
There you go. Vince, thank you very much. Great suggestion. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls here at your media support group for We the People.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The August 1st deadline came and passed for the tariff news that we had all been waiting for, and it came out to some higher, some lower, and some pushed back duties. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and although there are some higher duties out there, John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, does not believe that this is going to impact the soybean industry. Now let's take a listen in to exactly why he believes this.
You know, realistically, especially in the soybean side, I don't even think the trade war and the tariffs and those things are an issue. The Chinese buy beans and they buy beans for value. And right now, the U.S. bean is not at a value. Last week, we were about 70 cents a bushel above Brazil here for those key fall months when we sell our beans. Now, after last week's 30 cent drop, we're probably more in that 40, 50 cents a bushel ahead of those Brazilian beans to be competitive. Doesn't mean we're going to go down to that level, but it means we got maybe some more room to fall here.
Although what John Heinberg says isn't exactly great news for the soybean industry, it does leave room for some optimism moving forward. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the midday markets right after this. Join the Midwest Farm Report on Wednesday, August 6th at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Starting at 9 a.m., visit us at the Rank Seeds booth, number 616, near the food court, for a special hat exchange. Bring your hat and stop by to say hello and get a new hat. Tell them the farm team sent you.
We'll also be broadcasting at 11:30 a.m. in booth 669 on Central Avenue with Rural Mutual Insurance. Learn how the number one farm insurer is keeping Wisconsin strong with premiums paid here that stay here. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. It's a tale of two stories as cash corn is pushing 4¾ cents lower at 382¼, and new crop corn is 4¼ cents lower at 402¾. Cash soybeans are down a penny at 974¼, with new crop soybeans also down a penny at 993½. September wheat contracts are seeing a 7 cent loss, sitting at 509¾. Class 3 milk is showing gains, with September contracts up 26 cents at 1837 hundredweight, and October contracts up 12 cents at 1854 hundredweight. Giving you a look at the midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. The same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. They do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. So go to FFRF, like, you know, Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/school, or text Hartman to 511-511. Thick with sin, you wallowed deep, you took the dive, now that stink's gonna haunt you alive. You cheered him on, you swore him true, now that filth is stuck on you.
Rotten feast.
You lick 35 minutes, 36 like minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Frank in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you. I wanted to complain about something that I heard from somebody I know that works in research and, you know, they do medical and biomedical research.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they put a publishing freeze in the EPA research and the NIH research.
They shut down the EPA's research arm altogether. They just didn't.
They
freeze their publications.
They stopped buying paraphernalia so that they can't do research, and they laid off a bunch of people. They're still doing some, they are not allowed to publish if they find any kind of breakthroughs or discoveries or whatever. Normally what happens, you know, in science is if you find something new, you publish it, you make the name for yourself for one thing, but also then all the other people in your field read what you did and, you know, then they try to expand upon it. And that's mm-hmm. how science generally works.
Right.
Now, for some reason, they decided, no, we aren't going to publish anything. And I have a theory by why is probably because they want to kill the EPA and they want to kill the NIH.
I'm not so sure about the NIH, but they definitely want to kill the EPA, and that's the impetus for that is coming from the fossil fuel billionaires who don't like anybody telling us that we've got climate change and that it's going to hurt us. They want to make an extra $1 trillion before the disaster comes, shall we say. So, Frank, that's
well,
that's
the thing is, I think there is a, well, you just had that, read that thing about, you know, there's a purpose behind science or whatever. There's a lot of people who don't believe science is a real thing that are in the Republican side of the aisle. You know, they think it's another religion. And they're just trying to kill science, I'm afraid.
Yeah, there are some. There are. You've got your basic, Scopes monkey trial type troglodytes out there. Absolutely, Frank. And they are more powerful and more ascendant now with this administration than they have ever been in the history of the United States, which is pretty damn breathtaking. Frank, thanks for the call. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, Tom, a couple of things. But my first is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about it, and it was always the thing is the only purpose of a business corporation was to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that was something that the SCOTUS, that was a bill, but I can't, it's got to be before the eight, it's got to be after the Northern Pacific Southern Railroad.
Yeah, 1886. Now, what happened was, this was actually not the U.S. Supreme Court, it was the Michigan Supreme Court. And it was in the 1920s, as I recall. It might have been the 30s, but I'm pretty sure it was in the 20s, that Henry Ford started paying people $5 a week to work for him, and which was about twice, almost three times what the prevailing wage was at that time. And Horace Dodge of the Dodge brothers, who were making Dodge automobiles, sued him in Michigan, and his defense was that Henry Ford's defense was that he had to pay his people enough to be able to, so that they could be able to buy one of his cars. And of course, this was not Henry Ford's idea. It was the idea of his business partner, who was a progressive, and his wife. He was actually opposed to it initially. But the
so this was only a state thing, though.
That's correct. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the first priority of a corporation has to be to satisfy the needs of its stockholders to generate a profit. But they also ruled that by Henry Ford paying his workers more, he was creating customers, which would increase the profits of Ford Motor Company, so it was okay for him to do it. But to the best of my knowledge, the U.S. Supreme Court, and maybe Paul and Woodenville will call to correct me on this, because he knows the Supreme Court is better, you know, better than anybody I know. But because to the best of my knowledge, the U.S. Supreme Court has never taken that position, or at least not explicitly.
A lot of our problems with the money, when we talk about Mike Hawley, when we talk about Coke, we talk about Arlen Crowe, we talk about all these people and the money. Well, they fall back. Well, we can only obey the law, and the law says all our only concern is to make a profit. And, you know, the caveat of that is they don't care if it's moral, amoral, or immoral.
Right.
It's just we have to make a profit and give profit to our shareholders.
Right.
And they're doing that to all exclusion of everything else.
This change
of everything in the way of nothing.
Right. This change in corporate culture really happened in a big way in the 1980s, of course, when the greed is good culture and neoliberalism took over the Reagan administration. And that was the end of that. But prior to the 1980s, corporations understood that they had multiple constituencies that they had to satisfy. They had responsibility to the local community. They had responsibility to and for the health and welfare of their employees. They had a responsibility to their customers to produce a good, high quality product. They had a responsibility to their shareholders, of course. And they had a responsibility to the company itself as an entity. All of that got blown away in the 80s when Reagan and business in general adopted this idea that the Michigan Supreme Court had articulated, but they turned it into a religion, essentially, and said no. And by the way, the guy pushing this was the founder of neoliberalism. Whose name is escaping me, Milton Friedman. There it is. Milton Friedman was the guy who was pushing this idea in the 50s and 60s really aggressively.
And then from von Mises, that was like the von Mises stuff.
Yeah, and Hayek, yeah. I mean, these were the guys who met in Switzerland in the 1940s, 1947, and created neoliberalism.
Whereas Roberto Roberto along with Adam Smith was... thing, and that's one of these days I like to bring up the whole thing about the theory of moral sentiments and just worthy and all that.
But
I have one little quick caveat. The first time I remember hearing the term the morbidly wealthy was a certain George Bush. He was doing a exclusive fundraiser, and there was a little phone video of him saying, "Some people call you the morbidly rich, but I like to call you my constituents."
He really, George Herbert Walker Bush used that phrase?
Not Herbert Walker,
George
Trump,
W.
Shrub.
Huh.
Yeah, George W.
Interesting.
I think that was right prior to the election.
I thought I invented it, but I'll have to see if I can find that. I remember his quote where he says, they call you the rich, I call you my constituents, but I didn't realize he used the word morbidly. I'll have to check it out. David, thanks for that. Thanks for the tip. Claudia in Newport. Hey, Claudia, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm just calling to add a little something to your comments about, I don't know, it was earlier this morning about half an hour ago about most Trump cult members being Fox viewers. And I would say, of course, yeah, the older ones are, but hardly anybody listens or watches legacy TV anymore. And you know, they just don't watch Fox News. I think people discount the QAnon problem. It's still out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of the Trump cult members were brought into it with this QAnon, you know, psyops. It really was a psyops. And Flynn, you know, he even said the truth, and he's part of it. Anyway,
And basically, you know, the Fox News bubble isn't confined to Fox News. And I probably should have clarified that, because there's an entire conservative ecosystem now. And there's a large chunk of it on YouTube. In fact, YouTube just recently, last week, reportedly, I read in the press, altered their algorithm to promote right-wing content even more aggressively. So,
right.
So you've got this, this right-wing ecosystem that for boomers is in Fox News and maybe Gen X, and for Gen Y and for Gen Z, is living mostly on YouTube and on, you know, like 4chan and 8chan and stuff like that. But yeah,
right.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a lot to do, but the good news is they're on to the Epstein thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, this is just wild stuff. This is like karma coming back on Trump. Thank you, Claudia. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. You may think racial gerrymandering happened long ago and just in southern states with legacies of suppressing African Americans. Think again. Anti-voter legislatures around the country still employ racial gerrymandering to retain political power. In addition to recent racial gerrymandering cases involving African Americans in Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas, there have been multiple racial gerrymandering complaints from Native Americans in North Dakota and Hispanic Americans in Washington State and Texas. To provide equity and representation, the Voting Rights Act Section 2 allows districts of dense populations of minority voters to choose the candidate of their choice. But elected officials continue to evade those rules. South Carolina's legislature split Charleston by moving 30,000 residents from 11 of 12 of the highest concentrations of black voters into another district. In the words of the lower court, bleaching Congressional District 1. Louisiana's population is almost 33% black, but Louisiana's legislature defiantly drew only one of its six congressional districts as a majority-minority black district, diluting the rest of their vote. A county in North Dakota elected its commissioners at large to reduce the chance of a Native American candidate being elected. Tomorrow, we'll tell you how some states prohibit gerrymandering and create fair maps. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are to tough it out and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you, or... like I do, you can open your medical emergency kit. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom when you use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Ruling from the screens, rewriting laws, erasing rights, dictating human dreams. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardroom. 52 minutes past the hours. Welcome back. Talk media for the rest of us here. James in Portland. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Hey, okay, James. I got a question.
Okay.
Why can't the Dems hire investigative journalists or like a private eye firm to look into the Epstein-Trump connection?
They could. I mean, there's no law against it. I doubt they have the financial resources, sadly. I mean, the Democratic Party is running on a shoestring and has for a long, long time. And the Republican Party's got over 150 billionaire families that aggressively support it. So, if they were going to allocate resources like that, it would probably be a fight within the party about, you know, well, there's other things we could use that money for. But I'm with you, James. I think they should. In fact, I think they should hire Michael Steele from the UK, you know, the former MI5 spy, to do it. Bring him over to the United States and start doing a deep dive into this stuff. James, thanks. That's a great suggestion. Appreciate the call. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, morning. Hey. Well, I got two things here. Number one, why don't any of the reporters in the pool there ask Trump how stupid he thinks he is when he talks about reducing drug prices 1,000%.
Because they don't want to end up like the Associated Press on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I figured that. The other thing is, you know, if you really want to get rid of Trump, just have everybody that he's defamed and slandered over the last even 6 months, have them all file lawsuits against him on the same day and watch him have a heart attack when he gets mad about it.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know, what's amazing, Mike, is he is suing people left and right. And I mean, like he sued his niece, for example, Mary Trump, a couple almost 2 years ago. And he's, you know, he's supposed to show up to be deposed. But he's saying, I'm too busy as president to be deposed. I you know, I've got plenty of time to play golf, you know, fully one third of all my time in office. But I'm too busy to because I'm president. And he's got a bunch of lawsuits where, you know, they're kind of in limbo right now, or at least the people are still having to pay their legal fees and everything and monthly retainers. You know, it's draining people's money, you know, wealth. But he's able to just drag them out and drag them out because he knows that, you know, if he had to be deposed, it would be a bad thing for him. It's just amazing how he's manipulating the system and they're letting him get away with it. Mike, thanks for the call. Cindy in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm calling back. I called last week and I think I hung up halfway through my stuff. Okay. I called to talk about, I know how we the people can take our country back. Okay. I call it plus one. If each one of us Democrats finds one like-minded person, you know, someone you see in the store that's fussing about money, you know, everybody in our everyday lives, we all know people who didn't vote, who don't believe in politics. But once they see all these things that are serious things that are going to start affecting them, we can find just one. If each of us finds just one, we have to make sure they're registered. People kind of do it, well, I registered five people, but you didn't take them to vote. You don't know if they went to vote. Mm-hmm. If we could just make sure they're registered, which you can do online in any state, it's very easy to do, take them with us. Yeah. We could actually double our numbers at the polls, and you can't disrupt that.
No, I agree.
Those kind of numbers.
I agree. I'm all in favor of it, and we need to get more people out to vote, you know, as many as possible, in fact, as soon as possible. Cindy, thank you. That was a great one. Brian in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Brian, I just have a minute here left. You got a quick one?
Just a quick one. I think in the whole mix of all this craziness, I'm a flood engineer. I called a while back about protesting and everything, but I think the environment's getting overlooked. And we're noticing trends in storms that are very alarming. And I really don't think people realize how quickly things are going to deteriorate environmentally. And
I agree.
I've been meeting with I'm considered an expert in flood warning industry, and I've been meeting with people in Texas and New York City because they've had horrible flooding in New York with the cities. And what happens is they don't know what streets are flooded, so emergency deployment can't be organized in a way to avoid all the flooded streets, and it creates a lot of havoc. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess I just want to hear your thoughts on where do we go from here. We are confronting something that nobody's taking seriously.
I completely agree with you, Brian. And where we need to go from here is doing what Norway has done, which is to say, you know, after next year, you can't buy an internal combustion engine. But we're not going to do that as long as Trump is in office taking money from fossil fuel billionaires. It's a real problem.
It's short.
Yeah, it really is.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker with Bank First. Is now a good time to buy a home? The truth is, the right time to buy a home is when you're ready. Focus on your personal financial goals, not the headlines. At Bank First, our experienced team is ready to guide you through every step of the journey. Let's discuss how to make home ownership a reality on your timeline. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russia is facing President Trump's deadline this week to agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine or face more sanctions. Today, President Trump spoke with Ukraine's leader.
Ukrainian President Zelensky saying he had a productive conversation with President Trump. The key focus was ending the war. The two also discussed sanctions on Russia and the finalization of a U.S.-Ukraine drone deal. This comes as Trump has grown increasingly frustrated with Russian President Putin, giving Putin until August 8th to make peace in Ukraine or face tougher sanctions. Inez de la Guterra, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The Coast Guard is out with its final report of the Titan submersible implosion, finding that the incident 2 years ago was preventable. And had OceanGate CEO survived, the Coast Guard investigators say they would recommend manslaughter charges to federal prosecutors. Texas Democrats who left the state to protest GOP redistricting maps are facing possible arrest. Texas lawmakers will attempt to reconvene the special session again today. This is ABC News.